Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott announced sweeping new COVID-19 restrictions today during his first press conference since being inaugurated. They are the toughest restrictions the city has had since March. WIPR's Health and Housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Standing in front of City Hall, Scott said hospitals will be overwhelmed with patients if the city does not act now.
The health and safety of Baltimoreans is my top priority. And as I said yesterday, I will not waver or hesitate to make decisions that save lives in Baltimore.
Scott laid out the new restrictions that will go into effect at 5 p.m. on Friday.
Indoor gatherings at public and private facilities, private homes, and any public space will be limited to no more than 10 persons. Outdoor gatherings at public and private facilities will be limited to no more than 25 persons.
Indoor and outdoor dining at restaurants in the city will also be banned, though carryout, delivery, and drive-through may continue. Scott acknowledged that restaurants have been among the hardest hit and said that by next week, the city will start awarding an additional $6.5 million in state grants to Baltimore's restaurants and public markets.
When it comes to the well-being of our residents, I am not afraid to do the right thing over the popular one. This is about saving lives. Nothing more, nothing less.
Restrictions also include a cap at 25% of maximum capacity at religious facilities, retail establishments and malls, fitness centers, and casinos. Scott says since people will not get to eat or drink at these facilities, there is less risk and they can stay open at limited capacity. Outdoor recreational facilities will be capped at 25%, but indoor establishments like hookah bars will be closed. Scott said he'll be giving COVID-19 updates every week and urged people to make informed decisions.
Baltimore, we're still in a pandemic, and to be quite honest, some of us aren't acting like it.
He asked residents to remain vigilant and not to succumb to what has been called COVID fatigue.
The majority of the cases we're seeing are from indoor and family gatherings. We need to be even more cautious to keep our loved ones and our neighbors from getting sick and dying.
In particular, Scott urged young people who are less likely to die from COVID-19 to stay at home to keep their parents and grandparents safe.
That hookah bar can wait. That brunch can wait. We have to keep our family and our people that we love alive.
Dr. Letitia DeRaza, City Health Commissioner, said that this past month, the city has seen the highest number of new COVID cases yet.
And if previous trends continue, we expect December to be one of the deadliest since the pandemic began.
DeRaza added that at this point, identifying the number of new cases each day through contact tracing has been challenging.
We have not had to implement such severe restrictions since the earliest days of the pandemic and the implementation of the stay-at-home order.
Dr. Tom Inglesby, director of Center for Health Security at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, said it was important and right to have new restrictions.
While we've done better in Maryland than many states and better in Baltimore than many cities, we are not invulnerable to this virus.
The mayor stressed that he will continue to follow the advice of public health experts.
All of this will be assessed over the next few weeks to see what we have to do moving forward.
Baltimore's sweeping new restrictions go into effect Friday at 5 p.m. Other jurisdictions like Anne Arundel County may announce tighter restrictions later this week. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Healthcare coverage on WIPR is made possible with support from GBMC Healthcare.